This podcast is a resource of givinglight.org. Thank you for listening to the Giving Light Devotional Podcast. I'm so happy that you're here. In episode 22, I taught that the purposes, the promises, the callings of God are not goal-oriented. They are relational in nature, and their purpose is to draw you into intimacy, into fellowship, into union with your Creator. And in that place of connection, you will bear much fruit. You see, many people can become very good at performing their calling, purpose, and gifting before people and lack intimacy with God. John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. You have to get this. What guarantees the eternal value in what we do is fruit that is cultivated in relationship. You see, there has never been an expectation to bear much fruit outside of union and fellowship. This is why our pursuit is ultimately for the heart of God and not just his hand. Psalms 103:7. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. In the New Living Translation, it says, he revealed his character to Moses and his deeds to the people of Israel. So the people of Israel only experienced the acts of God. Their relational connection was limited to what he did for them, whereas Moses had understanding. He knew the why and the heart of God's ways. John 15:15. I no longer call you slaves because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father told me. A master doesn't need to reveal his heart. A master's expectations are, do it because I told you to. But Jesus is clearly saying this is not how he sees you. He calls you a friend. But what does this imply? It implies that his heart is available to you. Understanding is available to you. Connection and relationship are available to you. Jesus is not just offering a helping hand, he's offering his heart. But just like the Israelites coming out of Egypt, we can feel more comfortable as a slave than a friend. Just tell me what to do. Tell me where to go. Tell me how to do it. Tell me what to say and when to say it without any relational connection. You have to understand that the salvation offered to us through the sacrifice of Jesus is not just to offer us a handout, but to give us his heart. Remember, the purposes, the promises, the callings of God are not goal-oriented. They are relational in nature. You see, your calling is not a destination. It's an invitation to intimacy. It's so important to have this truth established within our hearts that we are no longer slaves, but he calls us his friends. Well, what does friendship with God look like? Does it mirror our modern interpretation? Let me give you a few examples. Friendship with God is developed through intentional open communication. I'll give you one example of this. Exodus 33:11. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. You can see this open communication throughout the life of Moses. Their interaction was open, authentic, and honest. The key here is authentic communication and connection. Friendship with God is established through agreement. James 2:23, and the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. In this instance, friendship looks like trusting God by coming into agreement with what he has spoken. So our friendship with God is established through agreement by trust and faith. Now, every strong relationship exemplifies trust. My final point that I want to make is that friendship with God does not diminish his authority. Jesus clearly marks out his relational boundaries in John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments. Here are the relational boundaries. We are to connect in heart as well as submit to his authority. This verse reminds me of the reversible jackets from the early 90s. Some of you may remember them. All you would need to do is turn the jacket inside out and you would have a new design. The jacket may look very different, but it was the same jacket. So it was two designs woven together. Now, love and obedience may look very different to some people, but it's the same principle. They are woven together. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep." Keep in the Greek means to attend to carefully, to care of, and to guard. Proverbs 4:23, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." In the New Living Translation, it says, "For it determines the course of your life." If you love me, guard my commandments. You see, loving him and keeping his commandments are formed in the same place, the heart. They're the same jacket woven together. Now, many of us want to wear a jacket a certain way, but they're one and the same. Some people are all about keeping his commands and others are all about the love. But in reality, you can't have one without the other. Loving him and keeping his commands are formed in the same place, the heart. So what is Jesus communicating? If you're going to connect with me on a heart level, you need to understand that keeping my word is an expression of love. It always confused me when someone would struggle with submitting to God's authority, because when you know his heart, you realize that his commands are only for your good. His commands release the life and freedom that he's offering. Now let's turn that jacket inside out. You have to understand that Jesus is talking to a people that were used to keeping rules and regulations and commandments. This is why I believe Jesus made it clear that if you're going to keep my commandments, you need to love me. Don't just keep my commandments because you're obligated to. Don't just keep them because you believe that this is your religious duty. Keep them because you love me. Do you see how love and obedience are woven together? If you love me, keep my commandments. You see how it can be reversed both ways. As you keep my word, as you can keep my commandments, do it from a place of knowing and connecting to my heart. Remember, he made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. Will our mentality be one of a slave or a friend? So what are the relational boundary lines Jesus establishes? Don't just keep my word while your heart is far from me. But also, don't just say that you love me and not keep my word. Both of these truths are woven together, coming from a heart connection. John 15:15, "I no longer call you slaves because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father told me." Thank you all for listening. Make sure you check out the free resources that accompany this episode. If you've been empowered by this devotion, I encourage you to tell a friend. As always, thank you for partnering with us. Until next time, stay hungry and keep seeking.